88.7 KISL Avalon Radio, the greatest radio station in the world.
And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Ham Sam, sure gonna have some pretty music around here tonight.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some listening, get hurt, get jealous, play some uke songs and some soldier songs, play some songs for no particular reason, and celebrate the birthdays of Don Voorhees, Rudy Valley, and this show. That's right, this is a special live 3-hour birthday edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We debuted here on KISL in late July of 2000 and have been here ever since. And to change things up a bit, for the middle hour of the show, we'll have two old-time radio shows. We're live here in the massive KISL studio complex in the greenhouse in Avalon Civic Park, so if you're in the area, stop on by. But if you're not in the area, you can give me a call here in the studio at 310-510-SHOW. That's 310-510-7469. So to get us started with our 12th anniversary show, here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with 12, beginning with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Thank you. We started the first set of this special 3-hour 12th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and 12th Street Rag, recorded in Chicago on June 11th, 1927. 12th Street Rag was written by Uday L. Bowman, the L standing for Lewis. He was born November 9, 1887, in Fort Worth, Texas. 12th Street Rag was written anywhere between 1905 and 1915. Having little luck marketing it himself, Bowman sold the copyright to Jenkins Publishing of Kansas City for $300, and they turned it into a hit. Bowman tried to repeat the success by writing rags about other streets in Kansas City, including 6th Street, 10th Street, and Petticoat Lane, and he actually had a minor hit with 11th Street Rag. My first introduction to 12th Street Rag was in junior high school, where a classmate named Richie Stein would play it, and I remember a group of us standing around the piano urging Richie to just see how fast he could play it. I wonder what ever happened to him. A search on Facebook hasn't turned anything up. After 12th Street Rag, we heard 12th Street Blues, performed there by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, including Louis Armstrong on trumpet. And you heard musical references in there to 12th Street Rag. Fletcher Henderson arranged 12th Street Blues, which was recorded in New York on February 4, 1925. 12th Street Blues was written by Billy Haney, who also brought us Every Little While, Hold Me and Fold Me Close to Your Heart, Let's Take a Ferry Boat, and Oogly Oogly E, which was recorded by B.A. Rolfe for Edison. There's a record I gotta try and find a copy of. We finished up with Lotta Sax Appeal, written by Mary Lou Williams and John Williams. No, not that one, the other one. That recording is from March 2nd, 1926. So what does Lotta Sax Appeal have to do with our 12th anniversary show? Well, it was performed there by Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I hope you've heard our friend David Weinberg's show, Random Tape, which is played throughout the day here on KISL. If you haven't, I urge you to check it out on his website, randomtape.com. David is an independent radio producer and friend and supporter of the station. He's also a member of Listen Up Los Angeles, a diverse group of storytellers, audio artists, radio producers, and others whose goal is to share stories and create community within Los Angeles. Some of their work was presented recently at the first World Listening Day, organized by the World Listening Project, a not-for-profit organization devoted to understanding the world and its natural environment, societies, and cultures through active listening and field recording. You can find more information at worldlisteningproject.org, and you can hear some of the audio projects at soundcloud.com/listen-up-los-angeles, and I urge you to check it out. If you listened to this show last week, you remember we had our own listening project with some rapidly rotating records about listening, and we're going to continue it here, beginning with the Mississippi Sheiks.
Listen closely now. Thank you. found my baby laying on a coolant bowl. Gonna hustle look lonesome, mama, rolling for your door. Now don't you, I hear me talking, pretty mama, gonna hustle look lonesome, rolling for your door. She's gone, she's won't be back no more. Oh, stop and listen. Yeah, I'm a bell in tone. Now don't you, I hear me talking, pretty mama. Oh, stop and listen. Yeah, the bell in tone. Little Pharaoh, but she's dead and gone. Crying, followed my baby down to the barren ground. Now don't you, I hear me talking, pretty mama. I followed my baby to the barren ground.
asinine to wise. I would rather listen to your eyes. They have told me lots of things, dear, that your better self denies. So I'd rather listen to those eyes. There's nothing you could ever say that could convey the promise I've been waiting for. I look in your eyes and realize that they can tell me more. Eyes can be sincere and truthful. Lips can tell me lots of lies. So I'd rather listen to those eyes.
The California Ramblers, November 19th, 1935, not sounding anything like the Ramblers of the mid-20s, not surprising, and I'd Rather Listen to Your Eyes, with the vocal by Ed Kirkaby. I'd Rather Listen to Your Eyes was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren, and is from the 1935 Warner Brothers picture Shipmates Forever, starring Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. Before that, it was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra and Listening on Some Radio from a Vocalion 78 waxed in summer of 1922. Listening on Some Radio was written by Lewis Hirsch, Gene Buck, and Dave Stamper. It was in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1922 and is probably the first song to mention the relatively new medium of radio. We began our listening project with Stop and Listen Blues. That was the string band, the Mississippi Sheiks, in 1930. The Mississippi Sheiks consisted of brothers Sam, Lonnie, and Armenter Chapman, and Walter Vinkson. Armenter Chapman, C-H-A-T-M-O-N, would become better known as Bo Carter. The name of the group was inspired by the 1921 Rudolph Valentino film The Sheik, or The Sheik, and in the 5 years between 1930 and 35, they recorded about 100 sides of country and blues fiddle music, some old-fashioned and some rather risque.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Thank you very much, Will. Last week, I played Hurt, written by Al Piantedosi and recorded by Al Boley. Well, you're about to get hurt again. Here's Jimmy Greer and his orchestra.
that it's over, I see. You knew you'd hurt somebody. Why did it have to be me? You took my love, played with my kisses. Somehow it never could be. You knew you'd hurt somebody. Why did it have to be me? Oh, didn't you know? Didn't I show I cared? Oh, loving you so, couldn't my heart be spared? Heaven above went with your kisses, leaving an old memory. You knew you'd hurt somebody. Why did it have to be me?
The Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, December 9th, 1931, and You Knew You'd Hurt Someone, Why Did It Have to Be Me? The vocalist was Tony Sacco, who played piano in the band. Why Did It Have to Be Me was written by Bud Green, Sam H. Stepped, and Carmen Lombardo. Before that, it was a piano solo by Fats Waller, My Feelings Are Hurt, written by Frank Magine, M-A-G-I-N-E, and Ted Kohler, and recorded by Fats on September 11th, 1929. We began that Hurt set not with a commercially issued 78, but a 16-inch radio transcription disc. That was Jimmy Greer and his orchestra at the Coconut Grove in 1932 with The More You Hurt Me. The vocalist was Margaret Lawrence, who, like the band's other vocalists, was employed by the Coconut Grove and not directly by the band. Jimmy Greer was a ranger for Gus Arnheim, whose band had been resident at the Grove since 1927. When Arnheim left, Jimmy Greer took over, but his tenure lasted less than a year, and he was supplanted by Phil Harris. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. I received a nice text from listener Miranda and a tweet from listener Brian, who is the host of Hugs and Disses podcast. So Brian has been a guest on this show, and I invite you to seek that out. Hugs and Disses. It's on iTunes as a podcast as well. And we're here live in the studio at KISL for this special 12th anniversary edition of the show. And the number here to the studio is 310-510-SHOW. That's 310-510-7469. Now, last week I played I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, written by L.P. Antidosi. Here are some other soldier songs. Now, these aren't protest songs like I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, but neither are they particularly militaristic. Here's Ben Selvin.
Soldier, left, right alone. Poor toy soldier all by himself. Left, right, left on his own. In the toy shop high up on the shelf. He rolled out of the box, lay in despair. Then his comrades were sold, leaving him there. While on some nursery floors, all the rest are forming fours. He's far from his brigade, poor lone soldier, absent on parade. Like Jack Horner in his corner, he must lie while the world goes by. When the shop is closed, the night lights out, you'll hear him sigh. Though the tears are nigh, soldiers mustn't cry. So in all his dreams, until they take the shutters down, he faces foes, reveille goes, he wakes by himself on the shelf. Thank you.
money. You better dry your eyes and don't be dreaming. You gotta stop it, you better drop it. I told you once before, I got to go to war. Now don't you worry, I've got to hurry, because my regiment will soon be leaving. But don't you feel blue, because I'm going off to war. I got to go, I got to go. Soldier man, I've got to be. I've got to go, I got to go. I hear the bugle calling me. Oh my, hurry up, hurry up. Get my gun, you hurry up. Can't you see that I've got to fight for love and my liberty, my honey dear, you better save your sympathy. And when you hear, I get too near the enemy, kindly you carry me back to old Virginia. And when you get to me there, you say a prayer for your ragtime soldier man. I got to go, I got to go, a soldier man I've got to be. I got to go, I got to go, I hear the bugle calling me. Oh, my hun, you hurry up, get my gun, you hurry up, can't you see that I've got to fight for love? And the liberty, my honey dear, you better save your sympathy. And when you hear, I get too near the enemy, finally carry me back to old Virginia. And when you get me there, say a prayer for your ragtime soldier man.
Mr. Gene Green, the ragtime king from all the way back in November of 1912, and ragtime soldier man. That was recorded in London, England by Pathé, and the piano accompaniment was by Charlie Strait, who had traveled with Green to England for a tour of music halls. Ragtime singer Eugene Delbert Green was born in Aurora, Illinois in 1879, and billed himself as the King of Ragtime. Ragtime Soldier Man was written by Irving Berlin, who was himself in London at about that same time, and who used the same billing as the King of Ragtime. Gene Green also recorded I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier. He died backstage of the Grand Opera House in New York on April 5, 1930, immediately after finishing a vaudeville performance. Before Gene Green, we heard Benny Kruger and his orchestra and Little Tin Soldier from April of 1922. Little Tin Soldier was composed by James F. Hanley. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics, which were written by Darl MacBoyle, who also penned Bring Back Those Wonderful Days, Forever is a Long, Long Time, and Chamberlain and Lindy, Our Hats Are Off to You, among others. We began that Soldier set with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist and Soldier on the Shelf, recorded March 21, 1931. Soldier on the Shelf was written by Errol Reeves and Sherman Myers and was recorded by a whole bunch of British bands, including Jack Hilton, Jock McDermott, Charles Renard and his Kit Kat Band, and more than a half a dozen others. Errol Reeves and Sherman Myers also brought us Little Dutch Clock and The Queen Was in the Parlor. And we had some visitors from Carlsbad stop by the station here, checking it out. So I hope they may be able to actually receive us over the air down there in Carlsbad. If not, we're always available 24/7 online at KISLAvalon.com. And the number here in the studio is 310-510-7469. Last week I played I'm Happy When You're Jealous by Art Jarrett with Isham Jones and his orchestra. Well, I hope Art isn't jealous that I'm playing some other jealous songs by some other artists. Here are the Checkerbox Boys. Thank you.
of a girl like you, and who wouldn't be? Watching everything you do, I'm on my toes. For goodness knows, when you go out, you're marvelous. Hard to doubt, hard to trust. Now who wouldn't be hanging round your neighborhood? So you couldn't be missing like Red Riding Hood. Just look at those lips and look at those eyes. Who wouldn't be jealous of you?
Thank you. honeybee has to feel jealous of me. They've searched by the hour until they are blue. They can't find a flower as lovely as you. No, no, baby. Showing you off to the crowd makes me feel lucky and proud. A perfect good fellow, so gentle and kind. Your ways are so mellow, baby, so sweet and refined. One look at you and I see just why they are jealous of me. Makes me feel lucky and proud. They all round good fella. So gentle, so kind. Oh, mercy, you make me so mellow, so sweet and refined. One look at you and I see just why they are jealous of me. Melody, jealous. Don't pay no attention.
Before I back announce those, I want to remind you that this is KISL Avalon, 88.7 on your FM dial, and streaming online at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. That was Curtis Mosby and his Dixieland Blue Blowers recording for Columbia right here in Los Angeles on October 14th, 1927, and In My Dreams, I'm Jealous of You. Drummer, violinist, and bandleader Curtis Mosby was born in 1895 in Kansas City and moved to Oakland, California in late 1918, where he led a band and ran a music store. After touring for a couple of years, he settled in Los Angeles, where the band had a long residency at Solomon's Dance Pavilion Deluxe. The vocalist was Henry Starr, who was with Mosby's band from 1924 to 28. Henry Starr was born in Washington, D.C. in 1899 and reportedly played 11 instruments, primarily piano. In My Dreams was written by Leon René and his brother Otis René, R-E-N-E, accent grave over the E, who are far better known as the composers of When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano than In My Dreams. In the 40s, Leon founded Exclusive Records, and Otis had the Excelsior record label in Los Angeles, but after those went out of business in 1950 because they couldn't press the new 45 RPM records, Leon formed Class Records and later Rendezvous Records. Leon René also wrote Rockin' Robin under the pseudonym Jimmy Thomas. Before In My Dreams, I'm Jealous of You, it was Fats Waller once again with Jealous of Me from October 7th, 1937. Jealous of Me was written by Fats and Andy Razaf. That was preceded by a completely unknown band, variously credited as the Checkerbox Boys, the Cafe Royal Boys, and the Challenge Dance Orchestra. That was Jealous, recorded around February of 1928 and issued on the New York Recording Laboratory's Challenge label. We started off that Jealous set with a wonderful record by... Hard to believe I've been doing this for 12 years, isn't it? We started off that Jealous set with Wonderful Record by Ben Salvin and his orchestra from January 21st, 1929, Who Wouldn't Be Jealous of You? That was recorded by all sorts of people, including the California Ramblers, the Coon Sanders Orchestra, Ray Miller, and Baby Rose Marie, the Child Wonder, sings it in a 1929 Vitaphone short. Who Wouldn't Be Jealous of You was written by Larry Shea and Haven Gillespie, and Haven Gillespie is also responsible for Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now just try and name another radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to find out that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.